Baseball is almost back, but Padres Social Hour returns right now, coming to you from the Peoria Sports Complex and Padres Spring Training.
Welcome back, Padres Social Hour. Thanks for hanging out here in Arizona. My name is Jesse Agler, and I hope you're enjoying the show. We're having a good time out here. Ken Rosenthal of Fox Sports was at Padres camp earlier this week, and I asked him, hey, Kenny, I know it's only March, but what do you make of the Padres right now?
Well, Jess, I like them a lot better in March than I did last October, put it that way. Let's start there. But at the same time, I don't know what the answer is with this team, and I don't know how good they're going to be. No one does. It's such a different collection of players, such a different group, albeit a more talented one, that it's difficult to predict how this is going to turn out. And I actually was talking to one of the players about that this morning. He asked me, what do you think? I said, I don't know. And I gave him that reason. I said, sometimes also when you have teams that are kind of thrown together like this, it takes a little while to gel and you never know what's going to happen. And he said, yeah, but a lot of other teams are in the same position because there were teams maybe not quite as active as the Padres, but certainly like the Dodgers were active. So I will put it this way. It's a lot more interesting watching, covering this team now than it has been in many years.
Yeah, no, I think that's a very fair way to put it. It's funny, if we're talking months and calendars, you just go back to the winter meetings in December. We saw you in San Diego, and up until the last minute when that Kemp deal was sort of getting done at the end of the winter meetings, it was a quiet winter at that point for A.J. Preller. Obviously, that changed pretty quickly after that.
It did, and it's funny. I remember back in November, another executive pointed out to me that at that point, I don't know that A.J. had made a single acquisition, a major league acquisition, and I thought that was odd, and I knew from knowing him before that he would be aggressive, but no one could have predicted he would be this aggressive, and it's still the talk of the industry, what the Padres were able to accomplish, and I wrote this over the winter. Frankly, it's embarrassing to other teams that have been over the years more stagnant to see this guy come in, first-year GM, and just do what he did. So it's good for the Padres, and the other good thing is, as you go forward here, all right, maybe it doesn't work. Well, guess what? He's not going to sit still then either, and he's going to try to fix it.
Yeah, it's funny you say that because you got to figure there's ownership around baseball saying to their guy, hey, why weren't we able to pull something like this off? It was very out of the box, I guess, in that sense.
It was, and clearly, and I'm glad you mentioned ownership because their ownership, the Padres' ownership, had to have a role in this. And one of the things that stood out to the industry was they weren't spending like this before when Josh Burns was there, when A.J. Inch was the interim. No, this is a much different approach. That's where it starts. You can't do what A.J. Preller did without that kind of commitment. But at the same time, he did a lot of things that no one thought possible. And that's a credit to him.
Is the biggest question mark for you the coming together, the gelling, all that stuff?
I would say the biggest question mark is the infield. And you've got four positions there and four sets of players that I wouldn't say they're totally unproven, but we don't exactly know who they are. The outfield defense, yes, I question that, but Myers, I understand, has looked pretty good, so that's good. But I do wonder about the infield, how that's going to play out as we go forward.
Now, let's zoom out a little bit. Do you, Ken Rosenthal, expect the Dodgers to be as good as a lot of people seem to expect them to be?
I expect them to be good, but again, I'm not sure about them either. And there's a lot to like. It starts with Kershaw, Greinke, and Rue. And I like that they're mixing in Jock Peterson, and Puig, of course, is Puig, and the up-the-middle combination is going to be really good. But at the same time, they brought in two pitchers with lengthy injury histories, McCarthy and Anderson. They don't have much behind them. And I question, without Kemp and without Hanley, where the power is going to come from. They have some, and Puig will do it, and Adrian Gonzalez will be there, but I'm not so sure offensively they're as good as a lot of people think they will be.
It's an odd year, so we're supposed to count out the Giants, but they are the defending World Series champions. Another player in this division, obviously.
They are, and it is an odd year, and I am counting them out. I don't know that I've ever picked them to win a playoff series, and they've won 9 in the last 5 years. So this is a team that always figures it out as they go along. I don't like where they are now, especially without Pence. They lost Pablo. They lost Morse. That's a lot of power. They bring in McGee, who's not really a power guy, and Aoki, who certainly is not. And they're pitching. There are some questions there. Is Kane coming back? What will Lincecum be? How will Madison Bumgarner be, for that matter, coming off all those innings? But there are the Giants. You cannot simply dismiss them, so you have to give them that credit.
Nationals, the class of the National League on paper at this point?
You know what? Yes, they're the chalk pick.
Okay.
They've already had some injuries this spring, and I want to see them do it. And by that I say, all right, they're good. We know they're good. And they've been to the playoffs a couple of times now, but they haven't advanced past the division series. I don't know if anything's missing, and maybe it's just been poor luck. The playoffs are a lot about luck, but I want to see them take that next step before I'm firmly convinced that this is the next Uber team. Great rotation, no doubt about that. We'll see about the offense.
If things go badly there, I mean, is it a shake things up kind of year, or if they don't get to the expectations?
Good question, because they do have so many potential free agents. Zimmerman, Desmond, Spann, right down the line. And I don't expect things to go that badly that they're going to trade those guys, but who knows? We've seen teams at midseason in contention trade potential free agents to get better in other ways, or maybe to set themselves up better long term. I wouldn't necessarily rule anything out with any team after the winter we just had.
Yeah, no, that's for sure. All right, let me preface this question by saying I hate myself for asking it, but I feel like I kind of need to. A-Rod, how do we expect this thing to play out?
First off, Jess, you should not hate yourself for asking it. It is a legitimate story.
Yeah.
It's a huge story, and it's actually a fascinating story.
Yeah.
Take what your opinion of him might be out of the equation. We all have our opinions.
Sure.
The fact is, he's trying to make this comeback, coming off a year plus off, coming off two surgically repaired hips, and he was one of the great players in the game. I don't know what it was fueled by exactly, but he was. So that comeback alone is fascinating. And the other part of it that makes it so fascinating is that the Yankees, though they would not want to admit it, they actually need him. They need him to be good. And I'm not saying he's going to be great. I don't think he will be. What we've seen so far this spring has been relatively encouraging, at least in an offensive way. But it's going to be really compelling to see how this all plays out. When I was at their camp earlier, you couldn't take your eyes off him. He's the most interesting thing about the Yankees right now. I'm sorry. He is. So it's a perfectly legitimate story and one that I know I'll be following pretty closely in the early part of the season.
No, we all will. And I guess the Yankees at this point have to be very appreciative that they play in the American League and not the National League, because the DH situation really opens that whole thing up a lot, right?
It does. And actually, we can expand this into saying that the American League teams in general are fortunate, because when they have guys who can't move, they have that spot for them. But you're right. And what's really intriguing here is, all right, if he is good enough to hold down that spot, good enough to hit the home runs for the milestone bonuses that he supposedly is going to get, are they going to pay them? What are they going to think? Yeah. And what's interesting, too, the fan reaction. When I was in Tampa, and granted, it's a small spring training group, and it's not a great crowd.
Sample size.
It's a sample size issue. There's all kinds of issues. But I get the sense that people are kind of behind him. Not everybody, and certainly not outside of New York, Yankee fans. But Yankee fans, I think, are looking at this pragmatically. If the guy hits, maybe we win more games.
Yeah.
And that's really all that matters. He has served his time. We have to say that. He served his time, and it was the longest suspension in history, so he deserves to be back on the field by the rules, and we'll just see how it goes.
Yeah, the A-Rod situation, it's a big story, and something I'm sure we'll all be tracking throughout this season. Particularly interesting from a Padre perspective, with Chase Headley also in the mix at third base for the Yankees. All right, Padres 2015 Fan Fest, presented by State Farm, is happening at Petco Park on Saturday, April 4th. It is free for the entire family, an event to celebrate you, the fans, so don't miss your chance to get up close and personal with the players and the coaches. Free passes for Fan Fest, available now at Padres.com/FanFest, Padres.com/FanFest. It's a free event, but you got to print out the free ticket to get in, Padres.com/FanFest. Thanks again to Ken Rosenthal. We'll take a break, come back, and wrap up Social Hour from Peoria right after this.
Your San Diego Padres are in Peoria, Arizona.
Why?
To get ready for the 2015 season. More of Padres Social Hour at spring training continues right after this.